This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, we're starting a new Mishnah. Reb Dosa ben Hyrcanus Omer, Shina Shel Shachris, sleeping in the morning. V'yayim Shel Tzorayim, and drinking wine in the afternoon. V'sichas Hayeladim, and spending time talking to children. V'yeshivas Bate Knesio Shel Ami Oretz, or spending time sitting in the meeting places of ignorant people. Motzinus Adam min ha'olam. All of these take a person out of the world. So, as we have done in the past, we'll first start with the Abarbanel, and then go on to other commentaries. Okay, the Abarbanel basically says the following. This Mishnah is is connected to the Mishnah before. The Mishnah before said that whoever people like, God likes. And whoever people don't like, God doesn't like. And Reb Dosa says there are exceptions to that. There are things that people do that cause people to like them, and yet God doesn't like these things. These are not positive things. And those are the things that are listed in this Mishnah. And again, they are a qualification that Reb Dosa gave to what Rabbi Hanania ben Dosa said, Rabbi Hanina ben Dosa said. So now he explains these things, who likes them, and why are they not proper things. First of all, he says, sleeping in the morning. So he learns two ways of what that means. One is that you oversleep, that you sleep into the morning, and don't get up on time to daven and to say Kriya Shema, where the ideal time is to say Kriya Shema right before sunrise, and to daven Shmona Esrei immediately after sunrise. That's called Vasikin. Many people are makbid to do that. Halachically, that is a special thing, but if there are other considerations, a person has till 3 hours into the day, basically one quarter of the day divided equally into 12 equal hours, not 12 hours of 60 minutes, but what's called shol zmanios, and you calculate it from sunrise to sunset, or according to others, from alos hashachar, which is about 72 minutes before sunrise, till tseis hakochavim, which is somewhere around the earliest could be about 16, 17 minutes after sunrise, sunset, till somewhere around 72 minutes after sunset. In any case, whatever it is, you divide the daylight time into 12 equal parts. Sometimes it's more than an hour, sometimes it's less than an hour, and three of those halachic hours is the end of the time of Kriya Shema. That is, and tefillah is another hour, four of those hours, a third of the day. So a person who oversleeps and doesn't catch the ideal time to say Kriya Shema right before sunrise, or tefillah right after sunrise, so his wife's happy with him because he stays in bed with her. What's it called? Is able to talk. She keeps her company. But the Rabbanus was not so happy with him because he misses the ideal times of davening. So that's one thing he says. Another thing he says is, even if the person doesn't miss davening per se, or even if he misses the ideal time, but he's still within the time that you can fulfill the mitzvah, which most people do, there's another problem. And that is the most ideal time to learn Torah is early in the morning. First of all, it's before you eat. The eating dulls a person's mind sometimes. And it's a time when there's no distractions because most people are asleep and the world is not, active. So it's a quiet time when a person's mind is at rest, and he can learn the best. So a person who sleeps late misses that opportune time of learning Torah. So therefore, shina shel shachris, sleeping more than necessary into the morning, both because it affects your davening and it affects your learning, is something that maybe finds favor in a person's wife's eyes, but doesn't find favor in the eyes of the Rabbanu shel Olam. That's shina shel shachris, yeah. Okay, then next. The next thing is yayin shel tzoharayim. Drinking wine during your meal doesn't make you drunk. You drink it as a beverage to wash down or to accompany your meal. That kind of wine doesn't make you drunk. On the other hand, wine you drink after the meal, that could make you drunk. In fact, he brings down that the halacha is that at the Seder, you can drink wine between the first two cups, but not between the second and third cup. Between the, one second, between the third and fourth cup. Between the second and third cup, that's your meal. The second cup is right before the meal. The third cup is Birkas HaMazon. So between those two cups, you're allowed to drink more wine. It won't make you drunk. But between the third cup, which is after the meal, the third cup is on the benching. And the fourth cup is at the end of the Seder, right? By after Hallel. Then you can't drink an extra cup because it'll make you drunk. And that'll kill the whole Seder. So wine that you drink, yayin shel tzoharayim. Yayin shel tzoharayim means that you've eaten your meal. He says most people ate their meal by the fourth hour. That's the time of the meal is finished, the fourth hour of the day, which is a third of the daytime, okay, fourth hour. He says that's why on Erev Pesach, you have to stop eating chametz after the fourth hour. Because that is the time, as they gave you time to eat breakfast, chametz. But after breakfast time, that's when the cutoff is. So normal meal time is 4 hours. After that, the next 2 hours are the tzoharayim is basically after midday. But here you have 2 more hours until midday. And drinking wine during that time is intoxicating because you've finished your meal. And also, the day heats up then. And when you drink wine in the heat of the day, not when it's cool, also is intoxicating. And therefore, a person, what's it called, gets drunk, and he's not able to learn Torah. Or, if he's a working person, he's not able to work. So he basically idles away his time because of his drinking. So that, he says, what's it called, even though people like to sit and drink and sit on the in the restaurants or whatever at this time, lowly people, they may be happy with this, but God's not happy with a person who idles away his time because he's drinking excessively. And the last two things are sichas yiladim, which means idle talk. Like children speak, nothing of any importance, just chatter, okay? So that takes a person away. You get into it, talking to children, idle chatter, and also little children, when they talk like that, pick up nivel peh. They speak things that are obscenities. And Chazal say that someone who speaks obscenities, nivel peh, kol mine tzoros, bo'os alav, all kinds of tzoros come for speaking nivel peh. Why is it called nivel peh? A naval is somebody who's disgusting or whatever. But the word naval also has a connection to a nevela. A nevela is a dead carcass. Speech is what makes a human being special. Animals don't have intelligent speech. Speech is something lashon, right? I always like to say it comes from the word of losh. Losh is one of the 39 malachas of Shabbos. It's basically losh means, it's usually translated as kneading dough, but it's not kneading. It's mixing flour and water together to make dough. That's lisha. What's that have to do with lashon? Because speech mixes together the spiritual ideas behind it and clothes it in words that are clothed in sound waves. That's part of the physical world. So you're taking spiritual ideas and clothing them in a physical aura of sound. If you take out the value of the words, in other words, you take away any spiritual content, and you're basically saying obscenities, which is the opposite of something spiritual. So basically what you've done is created speech that's a shell, but there's nothing inside. That's like a nevela. It's like a dead carcass. You're speaking dead words. You've clothed something that has no spiritual inside with an external shell of sound waves. So that's called divul peh. So a person who takes what God gave to be the specialness of human beings and uses it in the opposite way, worse than an animal. An animal at least doesn't speak things that are prohibited. And here's a human being who's using his speech in a negative way, so he's even worse than an animal. So therefore, speaking and chatter of children and wasting your time talking to children, we're not talking about raising children and playing with them or whatever. Talking about spending an inordinate time when you could be doing something more significant, right, and important, and you're wasting your time talking to children and chattering with children. Or you're sitting in meeting places where Amei Haaretz get together and don't speak of anything of any importance. What do? They speak about the news, politics, right? Things that have no real bearing on the world, right? And that is something that a person gets used to and is interested in, and it takes them away from learning Torah or doing anything else important with his time. So these two things, using your speech for chatter, and wasting your time with people who sit and idle away their time, right, are things that take a person out of this world. And that is, people are happy with it, because the people that you sit around with, and the children, and the Amei Haaretz, they're happy to have a group of people wasting their time. But God's not happy with that. And he learns, what does it mean it takes you out of the world? It says, doesn't mean that it takes you out of this physical world or takes you out of Olam Haba. You may lose your Olam Haba for these things. But a person's world is his development. His purpose in this world is to develop towards perfection, to learn Torah, to do mitzvahs, to do chesed. Wasting one's time like this, right, takes him out of the purpose of his world, of developing his own personal world of perfection. It stymies that. So that's how the Abarbanel learns this Mishnah. These things take a person out of his ability to develop and fulfill what he's supposed to do in this world. Okay, takes him away from learning Torah, takes him away from Tefillah, from Shema, it makes him end up speaking and using his speech in a very negative way and wasting his time not learning Torah. Okay, that's the Abarbanel.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.